We are now faced with the problem of how to handle prisoners caught in a war that never ends. Nobody has asked that before. The traditional response, over millennia, is to kill them or put them into slavery. Tough to do in today's environment. It seemed obvious to me what his alternative was, knowing what I did about his area of expertise. If you couldn't kill your adversaries or keep them imprisoned forever, there was surely only one option left in the Colonel Alexander canon. You changed their minds. The 1st Earth Battalion Operations Manual had encouraged the development of devices that could direct energy into crowds. History seems to show that whenever there is a great American crisis, the War on Terror, the trauma of Vietnam and its aftermath, the Cold War, its military intelligence is drawn to the idea of thought control. They come up with all manner of harebrained schemes to try out, and they all sound funny until the schemes are actually implemented. I emailed Colonel Alexander to ask if he was indeed advocating the use of some kind of mind control machine, and he replied somewhat ruefully and a little guardedly, "If we do go to scrambling minds, then the whole mind control conspiracy issues arise." What he meant was MK Ultra. It was really just about the worst PR the U.S. intelligence services had ever suffered, certainly until the Abu Ghraib photographs came along in 2004. Jim Channon might have pretty much single-handedly invented the idea of the U.S. Army thinking outside the box, as one of his admirers had once told me. But the CIA had been there before him. Everyone was still bruised over MK Ultra.